Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of
The Glee Project Podcast,
a spinoff of Oral Intensity, a Glee podcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Dylan.
And today we're talking about the 4th episode of season 2, entitled...
Sexability!
A.K.A. sexuality.
Oh, yeah.
Dylan couldn't remember it.
I don't know what it
was. She knew it was sex, but...
Sex something.
How hard is it to remember sexuality, Dylan?
I don't know, kind of hard.
It sounds like we totally planned that.
I did not plan that.
Nope, we didn't plan that at all. Alright. So, a couple things to run down. So, okay, we're recording this on Saturday. And I'm hoping it'll go up tonight. I had other things going on, but now they seem to be cancelled, so I should be able to get it up tonight. But, okay, so there's some things, and I'm looking at an old outline, so that's not helpful.
I want the old one.
You want the old one?
I want the old one.
Why do you want the old one?
Because we have good notes on the back. Look at that. We got a list of names right there.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we tried to do this one earlier in the week. A lot of people are like,
Wednesday, yeah.
Oh man, why aren't you doing things?
Well, that makes me happy that they're like paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. Well, I'll explain. I'm a little bit annoyed at them. I'm sorry, listeners, but I'll explain. If you just follow me on Twitter, you'd know why there wasn't a podcast.
Is it on the blog, Dan? No.
I say every episode, follow me on Twitter, and you'll know an up-to-date thing.
Maybe some people hate Twitter, like Dylan.
Like Dylan.
I don't. I tried Twitter and didn't really work out for me.
Okay, but I don't want to do like a blog post that's like a sentence. That's the thing.
I know.
Like, so we attempted to record on Wednesday, because the day that we filmed our video that we do, if in case you didn't hear last time, we've been doing these Oral Intensity, like, promo trailer thingies, where right after we walk the episode, we do our first reactions, and it's just like, you know, like, 5 minute videos of us, not even 5 minutes, like 3 minute videos of us, we say our first reactions. So we did that, and if you search Oral Intensity on, YouTube, that's O-R-A-L, Intensity, on YouTube, then you can see our first reactions, and we did that Wednesday, and then we tried to do the podcast, and we got, like, halfway through, and then, like, I don't even know what happened, but we lost the podcast.
It was gone.
It was a pain, and then, by that time, it was too late to start from scratch again. We had stuff to get to, so, and we're like, we can't podcast again until Saturday, because Dylan has work.
Oh, well, at least I'm making money, okay?
Yeah. So that happened. But, so I'm sorry that this is out later. It also means that there's no Clara, because Clara's supposed to be with us today, but she got, a really bad migraine, so she didn't feel up to it. So it's just me and Dylan. So that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody likes me and Dylan. So, so anyway, we didn't get ridiculously far in last time, so hopefully we're not going to be, like... overly. I mean, I also got a chance to watch the episode a second time, so I feel a little refreshed on it. So, yeah. Oh, okay, so, okay. Just before we get into the episode, a couple quick things is pertaining to this whole thing. If you want to follow me on Twitter, that's dwhite685. And I did say on there that we had technical difficulties and that I'd be recording Saturday. So, all you people with your questions, there you go. There's your answer.
It's there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's because I'm saying that in response to, this is the reason I'm annoyed, and I don't want to be annoyed at listeners. I love my listeners. They're great. They're awesome. But why do people keep putting reviews up asking when the podcast is going to be up? I can't respond to you in a review.
I hear that a lot from different podcasts, too. Yeah, people just don't get it.
It's weird. I mean, if you sent me an email at oralintensity at ourintensitypodcasts@gmail.com. I would be very happy to send you an email back saying, this is what's going on, this is when the podcast is coming out. So, you know, do that. That's cool. But, and so we also got a YouTube comment asking when it's coming out, and also asking about our Smash podcast, and we did mention this, I think, a couple episodes ago on the Glee Party podcast. Okay, we're ridiculously behind on Smash, I know that now, but now it's gotten so behind that we're talking about possibly just doing it right before Season 2, which, I mean, I think sort of makes sense, because then it's like, you know, get a refresher of the ending of Season 1 right before you get into Season 2. Because, I mean, I feel like it's going to be, it's such a long break in between because it's a mid-season show that you're going to be like, so what happened exactly? And then we'll be able to, like, have perspective. And mostly it's just because Clara had finals and Taylor's off in some other land right now. And,
yeah.
But, you know, and also we're focusing on this. And I will point out, for the people who want more consistency from us, this is the most consistent we've ever been. We haven't gotten behind at all on the Glee Project mm-hmm. this season, so.
Look at us go.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the episode.
Sounds good.
All right, what do you think of Sexability?
I love this episode. I really do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times. Mm. Exactly. I was very impressed by, like, Michael. Which I was impressed last time, but...
You were very impressed
I was very Michael. Impressed by Michael this time.
This episode.
This episode, I was very impressed by him. And I was, like, in tears if he was going to leave.
You're crazy. You and Clara are
He's a very redeemable kind of guy.
Redeemable?
Yeah.
I don't think that's
redeemability. I think it's the word, Dan. Because, you know, you think he's just, like, a guy, and then you see him being all sexy... with Shanna, and you're like, wow, I didn't know he could do that.
Oh, boy.
I was very impressed.
So, take note, everybody. Dylan thinks that the guy who looks exactly like Clara's boyfriend is sexy.
Yeah, well. Too bad.
Anyway, okay, what do you think about how this measured up sexuality-wise compared to last year?
I don't know. I was trying to think of that. Mm. And I thought this one wasn't as sexy. And Clara and I were a little worried because... it was all, like, high school-y, and we felt kind of, like, perverted.
Yeah.
Liking these kids who were doing, like, a high school music video.
Yeah.
And it felt really wrong.
Hmm.
Other than that, it was nice, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this last time that I don't have that issue.
Yeah.
But I mean...
We said that you're a boy, and, like, boys do like younger girls sometimes. Yeah. Like, it's more common.
So you would never watch any, like, classic high school movie and think that they were hot?
No.
That's interesting.
Not at all.
I mean, because, like, I don't know.
They're too young.
They're, like, 30. I don't get
it. I know.
But...
like, when I look at Puck and stuff, I'm like, he's really hot. But then I think about it, I'm like, well, it's kind of creepy. But then I think of, like, Mark Salling, and I'm like, he's hot.
Okay, but Puck currently is playing a 19-year-old. You're 19.
Yeah, so it's fine. I was just...
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing a high schooler, so it's weird that he's in high school and I like him.
Yeah.
It's creepy. I don't know.
I mean, if you met a someone right now, and they were 19, and you found out that they were, like, starting their senior year, and they're old for their grade, would you be like, no, I can't do it?
Maybe. Because it's the education level, too. Yeah. That matters a lot to me.
Alright, well, I think it's interesting. I feel like they sort of learned to step it up from last year in some ways. Like, I feel like the music video last year was a lot, like, tamer.
Yeah, right.
I do think that the homework assignment was not as good.
No.
They
weren't sexy at all.
Yeah. I feel like almost like the director and judges all sort of like learned to step it up, but during the homework the kids didn't do it until they were instructed by the judges during the music video.
Yeah.
And then we also didn't, I feel like we didn't get a whole lot of sexuality. Like nobody was trying for sexuality at the Last Chance performances really. But I'm happy with a lot of it. It was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's start off just by saying, you know, Naya Rivera, who plays Santana, was the guest judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good, because she embodies sexuality and all that.
Embodies.
Is that a gross word?
Emphasis on body.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But she didn't say, like, anything.
Yeah.
I don't
Hence my my note. Naya doesn't say much.
True.
Yeah,
true.
She was kind of. I expected
more. But you can't really teach sexuality, can you? Sexability.
I think you can.
I think you can.
I think you totally can.
I'm trying.
I also, and well, not just Not even that. Like, you know how certain people come in there and, like, you can tell who's, like, actually smart and good at their job?
Yeah.
And, like, I actually expected a lot more, like, intelligent judging and intelligent, like, you know, comments and, advice from her. Because I don't know, I feel like she's more refined than a lot of the other people, so I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, she just kind of pointed out who looked good.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
But, okay. But, I mean, obviously she was good for this topic of the week.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's talk about the homework. So it's I Wanna Sex You Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the song in Glee.
You like the song?
In Glee.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Something about, like, it was too... I think they were... It was, like, not a good song because they were too focused on the vocals, maybe.
Yep.
Because they were doing, like, the a cappella thing.
Yeah, true. And they were too concentrated.
Yeah, like, it felt like it was kind of overly busy with the a cappella thing, and you're trying to walk each of them, even, like, behind the background, as opposed also following the main person who's singing at the moment.
It was a lot, yeah.
And they were just... Nobody really...
It was busy.
Yeah.
They should have worked together instead of in pairs, I think.
I agree. And it also, you know, had the issue of... I mean, another big difference between this sexuality and last year's is that there are so many more people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
That's difficult.
We definitely... I mean, as much as it was interesting to have them keep everybody back last week, it's I don't think
it's
helping.
A lot of people.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, so I guess Have It isn't nearly as good as last year. I mean, I think that, Lindsay and Samuel really brought it last year, and a lot of these people are kind of, laid back.
Laid back, yeah. They can't show... new things. They're not adaptable.
Yeah. I mean, like, last year, we had, Samuel's intensity, and we had, Damien's sort of, like, cute thing, and we had Lindsay, flirting and jumping on Cameron and stuff.
Yeah.
It was just a better song for it, too, I think.
Yeah.
Alright, so, Naya points out a few people. Do you want to talk about...
Sure. She starts with Blake, I think.
Yeah.
And he was at his sexiest when he was being more playful. But then, like, when they, like, did, like, a recap of the video, he looked, like, forceful. He was, like, pulling on the chair and, like, pulling at Eileen or someone, right?
Yeah.
It was just weird. I don't know. But he has a great look. And I was like, no, I don't really think so.
I think he does. I just think it depends on who you... It's, like, a certain...
It's a type.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have a friend, I think, that would really like him. But yeah, no, I mean, I thought he did good, but we can talk about what we think about them after. So Eileen had a great post. I completely agreed with. Actually, no, I didn't agree.
No?
Sorry, I take it back. All right. So I agree that Eileen had a great post to begin with.
Yeah.
But then she says that she got way to be too much near the end.
Yeah.
I don't think she ever got anywhere. I think her best thing was the beginning.
Beginning
pose.
And nothing else happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
she was more subtle than I expected from her.
Yeah,
it was weird.
I think she was trying too hard, not being too much.
Yeah, okay,
that's the right term.
Yeah, because it wasn't like she went over the top and was like ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
It's just silly.
Yeah. And then Charlie, she finds his beatboxing sexy. And he worked really hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job, Charlie. great job.
Great job.
Nelly seemed nervous. I agree.
Yep, true. And she was. She was nervous about the whole sexuality thing.
Yeah. It was an interesting... Yeah. I don't think she did terrible here.
No. Yeah. She was new to it.
But yeah, I could tell she was nervous. Okay, so then she picks Charlie, and then Charlie has this little, interview thing where he goes, my favorite thing's not sexy! And I'm just like, wow, Charlie, wow, like...
Yeah. I know. We're just not happy with him. You were okay with him on Wednesday, though.
I know, I still sort of am. I have some negative and some positive. I have a long thing
He just annoys me.
Yeah.
A lot.
We'll get to him. Let's talk about the music video as a whole. So it's this Moves Like Jagger and Milkshake.
Uh-huh.
And they do a sexy on.
Don't. Ethan. I hate that. I hate it so much.
They have certain phrases they say that they shouldn't say.
Glee does the same thing, though. I can't stand it.
A sexy on.
Silly phrases that are just not cool.
And it didn't even come off that way. Like, we had seen the video.
I didn't even remember that sexy on. Oh.
Means that they're just flirting together.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the music video was cool, and they did a pretty good job, and the sexuality was there. I do think that the topic or the idea, the theme. Well, I don't know, even that, like, you know, like the subject that they're trying to do of a sexy off that randomly happens when they're supposed to be
writing an essay about sex.
Yeah, so first of all, who writes what sex means to them for a class assignment?
That's awkward as hell.
And then, what is it? They're just like daydreaming then? I mean, it sort of makes sense, but it's like, why are
they? No, I think they were actually doing that, and the teacher was asleep, so they had the chance to, like, have sex in the classrooms.
Well, the other thing that I felt like didn't make sense is that they start off in the classroom wearing these outfits.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Nellie's pretty much in a bra.
Yeah.
Like, why aren't... I think it should have, like... Before they started daydreaming, they should have all been, like, wearing, like,
normal clothes, and then they should have, like, stripped. And then
maybe it starts, like, getting hot. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, if they stripped, that would have been really
hot.
Yeah,
see? Exactly.
That would have been great. They should have done that. get some magic mic action in there.
Exactly.
But no, but I still think that they did a better job than last year. Yeah, and then my major thing is I wish we had a couple less people.
Yeah.
What else? So they have this white steamy thing. What did you think about that? They have the white bars, and they kind of have lighting sort of steamy.
At first I didn't like it, but then you were like, well, it's like this different thing, and I was like, yeah, I get it.
It was an interesting
look. I liked it. It was a new look.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. It's also, when they do stuff like that, it sort of masks the low-budget nature of it.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of. Yeah.
So, like, and I thought that worked well. I still do sort of wish... Like, and this sort of goes back to your earlier comment. I sort of wish they were in, like, a club or something.
Yeah.
And then we could have had more grinding, maybe some making out.
Exactly.
You know, like...
Yeah.
Sexy
things, yeah.
Yeah, and then it would have also made more sense that they were wearing what they were wearing.
Yeah.
And, like...
But speaking of the whole, like, video and how they did it...
Yeah.
This is just, like, a comment on the Glee project as a whole. Mm-hmm. We've been saying this every episode. Why are they so tiny? All the music videos?
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is, like... shrunken. It's a small...
Are you talking about the setting?
Yeah, no, like the, the actual video. On the screen. When you're watching it.
I don't know!
It's so annoying.
The thing is, when you're on YouTube, it's full screen.
Yeah.
So why I mean, well, it's full screen with the bars.
Yeah, like, on YouTube. Which is fine.
But on...
It's a widescreen
on
video.
On Hulu, you know, it's like a freaking midget thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
There's black all around it, and then we have the white bars, which are supposed to be there, and then the video.
And I was like, when I first started watching them, I was like, well, maybe, because I don't watch that many music videos, so I was like, well, maybe there's some weird format that you do for music videos, but, like, when you go on YouTube...
They're all fine, no one does that.
They don't even do that, I mean, they don't even do the bars.
Vivo doesn't do that, no one does that.
Yeah.
Well, Vivo has the bars sometimes,
Yeah, okay.
Because if it's a widescreen video, that's all.
Yeah, but it would have the bars, but it wouldn't have the bars inside of a small, like, black...
Inside of another bar, exactly.
Yeah, I don't... What is up with that?
I can't figure it out. If someone can tell me, that would, like, save me
from sadness. It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's especially weird because when you originally watch the videos, we've been watching them ahead of time on YouTube, and they're full screen.
They're fine.
And then you go and rewatch them in the episode, and it's like this tiny little thing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
How am I supposed to judge it if I can't even see it?
Weird. And then, what else did I want to talk about? I saw the mashup worked well as a song.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
A lot better than I expected.
Too, yeah, I know.
Oh, I know one thing I want to mention. Remember, I talked about clothing earlier?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. A bunch of the characters are wearing clothes that I know my friends have worn, or that I...
Oh, yeah.
I own the one of the shirts Tyler was wearing in that video.
That's funny.
And some whatever Blake was wearing, one of my friends has.
It's like normal clothes.
Yeah. Okay, and then the grinding. Let's talk about the grinding.
Oh, don't even get me started.
So we have, we all agreed with Clara that Shanna and Michael's grinding was the only one that actually, like, worked.
Yeah.
And then the other few were really awkward.
So awkward. They were just like, I don't even know.
So we have, like,
bumping into each
other. Abraham, like, jabs upward into Nelly.
Yeah.
And, like,
they look like they're doing bumper cars.
Yeah.
That's not how you grind.
The three-person one with Eileen, Charlie, and Blake. And I don't even... I think I blame the guys and not Eileen for that.
Oh, yeah.
They're just, like, really awkward with her. Yeah,
they don't know how to grind.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe they're just really nervous, like, having people walking them, maybe. Like,
I guess.
Because I don't believe that Blake and Eileen don't know how to grind.
Yeah.
I believe that the Abraham thing was natural.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then my only other point I have here, I think this is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think a better sexuality video would have been if it was only Blake and Nelly as one group, Eileen and Charlie as another group, and Shannon and Michael as another group.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then I said bring Lindsay and Marissa back as the fourth
group. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be much better.
Yeah. It would have been nice if that was what happened. But, I mean, whatever. Alright, so we can get on to the contestants, unless you have anything you want to say about the video.
Yeah, it works for me.
Alright. Let's talk about Blake.
Okay.
What do you think? He's a great look.
I like him. I don't love him, because he's not my type, I guess. Mm-hmm. But as, like, an actor and everything, he's not bad.
Yeah.
I want to see more of him.
Yeah, I agree. I actually said that I think he should have won the homework. I think that he was the only one who really, you know, I feel lived up to that homework assignment. And I'm not even saying I thought he was fantastic or anything. I thought everybody else was so bad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true.
That I feel like he was stronger than most, and that he brought it more. And I also thought, I mean, he's just strong in the video. I don't think he's, like, fantastic, but he's, you know, he's always solid. Do you disagree with the homework assignment decision? I mean, with what I just said?
No, yeah, I think he was a pretty good candidate for it. It was so bad, that, like, who could have won, exactly, but, yeah.
And then, in the similar vein, my next person is Lily, and I think she was the best girl in the homework.
Yeah, she was great.
I thought she did really well this week.
Yeah, really well.
I said this week's mad props are awarded to her, with Nelly also.
Of course, then. It has to be Nelly.
I thought that would be funny if we actually started doing that.
Mad props for everyone, yeah.
But yeah, no, I was really impressed. I actually, thought she was sexy.
Yeah.
And I also, in the video, the first time I watched the video, you know how she does, like, the thing where she, like, turns her head really quickly and says the line, the milkshake line? The first time I saw it, I thought it was Eileen.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, Eileen did great. So I also thought she sang very sexability-wise, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have anything else you want to say about her?
No, I completely agree. And I've told you guys, I'm like, there's something good about her.
Yeah,
I'm expecting a lot from her.
I mean, you know, I don't...
You don't love her.
I don't love her, and I don't, like... I mostly just... The problem is I love so many of them.
Yeah, you don't want to...
That I don't want her to take the place of somebody else that I actually like.
Yeah, I know, me too. But I think she's a good candidate.
Yeah, I think she's a solid player.
She deserves to be on the show.
Yeah. And she isn't nearly, like, she isn't even the worst attitude this season. Like, could definitely, I would say at this point, Charlie, Lily, and Mario are all around the same ballpark.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's talk about Shanna. I thought her singing was sexy in the homework.
I was impressed by her this week.
Yeah.
I'm usually not that impressed by her, but I really liked her.
Well, that's the thing is, so, we really disagreed with them this week, with her, because I never found her attractive.
Yeah.
But in that music video, I thought she was really, really attractive.
Me too, yeah.
Her hair was awesome.
Oh my god, it was amazing.
Her outfit was great. And she just had...
She danced so well.
Because her outfit was sort of different, and because of, like, she was a little more subtle.
Yeah.
She just had a different type of sex appeal than some of the other people. Yep. It was more, like, sort of like a girl next door sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And sort of like a Quinn sort of, like, you know, style.
Yeah.
And it was just much more, like... It was much less like I'm a slut and much more of like a like I'm a tease, and it like worked.
I
like
that so much better.
We agree. I mean, she was fantastic with Michael, and I mean she starts off with the milkshake thing. She like does this weird like neck grab thing, but it sort of worked for me. But they say her sexy side is too perky and smiley, and I saw that sort of during the practice with Zach, but not in the homework. Or in the video. So.
I don't get it.
Do you think that maybe they just happened to get, when they edited things, like, the shots that worked?
The fuck that worked. I know.
Maybe she did a lot of bad ones. I always feel like what we see in the video
isn't exactly
doesn't
what they
connect with them. And then they also act like she's always happy. And last week she was vulnerable in Vulnerability Week, and she did it great.
Yeah.
So I don't get why they act like she's like this always perky, happy person.
I know.
Anyway, I disagreed with them. They were weird this week with her. Eileen. What do you think of Eileen?
She's always pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't like her as much as you guys do, I think.
Yeah. I like her a lot now, yeah. Just for her, but I do think that this week she was, in general, far, like, I think you sort of expected more of her this week, and yeah. So because of that, she felt kind of bland to me.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You know, I thought she was kind of bland in the homework. I thought she was good in the video, but not mm-hmm. as good as I expected.
She keeps saying she's very sexy, and I didn't see a lot of that.
Yeah, and in fact, the things that I liked the most from her this week was when she was being sort of cute and adorable.
Yeah.
You know, when she's, like, she has, like, a cute side, and she kind of, like, you know, I feel like it is a trying too hard thing.
Yeah, it is.
So, I don't know. I think she can be very cute. And
I'm sure that's just nerves, too, you know? Yeah. Like, you're in a competition.
Yeah. And so then, so we have this whole thing with, the main thing I like about the Charlie Eileen thing is that Eileen is, like, sort of, like, only half into it.
Yeah.
that she's just sort of, like, I don't know how I feel about this because it's a competition and I'm supposed to be his enemy.
She's being a strong girl. Like, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's what girls are good at.
Yeah.
It's true. They know when to keep their head in the game. Yeah. And guys usually just fall head over heels.
Well, I don't know.
I think it's a...
I mean, there are a lot of girls thing. You could say.
Oh, yeah. Just yeah. But that's, like, the good thing.
Yeah. No, she's doing good. I like her a lot. And she hasn't been as sort of, like, I feel like she was sort of more annoying in some of the earlier episodes, and she hasn't really been doing that as much.
Yeah, she's getting better.
I think this is completely the show and not her, that they keep making her bring up, like, oh, my Muslimness.
I know.
And, like, but it doesn't, it's
it
never,
must be her.
It's never actually an issue.
I know.
Like,
which is better.
She says it.
Yeah.
And then nothing happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she does something and then she's like, oh, my parents.
Yeah.
Or she starts to do something and she's like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, it's never actually an issue.
Nope.
So, that's sort of weird.
Yeah, it's not like Tyler, where he makes excuses because he screws up and he says,
yeah.
Oh, I'm new and everything.
Yeah.
No.
So, let's talk about the most important person this week.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about the most important person this week, Abraham.
Allie. So let's talk about Nelly.
Okay.
My favorite human being on the entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
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 She's awesome.
She's pretty cool.
That's about it. She's pretty awesome.
She's alright.
She's the best person ever.
She's pretty good.
She's gonna get kicked off and I'm gonna be really depressed.
Yeah.
She'll probably get kicked off, like,
episode 7. She's got a couple to go.
I'm gonna guess episode 7 right
okay.
now. Okay. Okay. So, first he has this weird thing where she says, I've never seen a guy naked. And I was like, why are you saying this? Like, it seems weird. That they,
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it was like, I don't have, like, an issue with it. But, like, I'm just saying, like, why don't, like, I, like, most, like, okay, right, because right after that, we have Michael going, like, oh, I'm pretty experienced. He doesn't go... Oh, I've had tons of sex and tons of different girls.
Yeah.
Like, this seemed like so much, like, like, a lot of personal sharing.
Yeah.
And, like, not something that they would do.
Yeah.
It seems odd. She's like, I've never had sex. I've never seen a guy naked. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, I think she's just awkward. That's what it is.
But I guess it's kind of nice to have personal sides of things. But,
yeah.
So then she was pretty awkward in the homework, but she became so good in the video, and that means she has adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
She can adapt.
I loved watching her. You know, last week they told her, like, you need to try, you need to actually try the things, and she was like, I'm afraid of messing up in front of people.
Yeah.
And, like, that really spoke to me. I really understood her.
Mm.
And this time she's in the dance studio with Zach, and she has to do her, like, slutty, like sit-up straight.
Her booty move. That's
yeah, that. Okay. That one. And, like, she really tried it in front of the people. She was laughing at herself for, like, screwing it up.
She was so adorable.
And she was so sweet, you know? Yeah. Like, she was trying.
That
and
was
I really appreciated
I've
that.
Ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was cute until she actually did it. Then it was sexy.
She's all... Yeah. That's the thing. That's fantastic. She's the best person.
Yeah.
Because she is, you know, the girl next door, adorable, sweet, and experienced. But when she needs to be, she can be this beautifully sexy human being. She's awesome. I love her. and she also had, like, the hottest, like, outfit on the video.
Yeah,
so. And now I have a completely random note, which is just because I watched her audition thing on YouTube, and she says that this is what she said a long time ago, so it could have changed by now, but her original audition, she said that if she was going to be on Glee, like, she'd either want to be a female Puck, so someone who, like, acts like they're really badass all the time, but, like, in reality, like, has, like, a softer side, or, be Glee's Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
She has the adorable thing.
I know. Zooey Deschanel's too quirky, though. Mm. I don't like it.
So are you saying that for pre-New Girl, or are you saying that
all
because
of
New Girl?
No, all of it. Everything she's ever done.
Everything she's ever done.
Yes.
She's not quirky on Weeds. She was on Weeds.
No, I didn't see Weeds.
I think that she's actually, after the first few episodes of New Girl, I actually think she's a lot better.
She's extremely hipster.
Yeah.
To, like, a fault.
I love her.
Okay, yeah, whatever. She's, like, she's this weird sexy that, like, I have no interest in as a woman, I guess. I don't know.
I think that people think that she's, like, being too, like, not strong in any way.
Yeah.
But I think if you actually have seen the whole first season of New Girl...
I would never do.
that there are definitely... Like, she's not, like, always acting like a helpless person. She, like, gets into arguments a lot, and she definitely, like, fights for things a lot.
There's a Saturday Night Live skit about, like, her and, like, Katy Perry or something like that, mm-hmm. and how quirky they are.
Yeah.
It's exactly how
she's
I feel.
Way better than Katy Perry.
They're the same.
No, they are
They're
not.
Quirky.
They're not.
Quirky is the word. There's no other word that describes
no,
them.
No, adorkable. That's the word.
Oh my god, no.
That's the word.
I hate that word. I don't like that word. My friend used to use that, like, years and years ago. They stole it from my friend.
They stole it from your friend?
Yes. Oh. Fifth grade, she was using it.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's a hipster.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's talk about Allie.
What were we going to say?
Not much to say.
The problem is that, like, she's hardly in the episode.
Yep. The only thing that Diggs had her say for her, like, talking head thing was, I love mashups.
Yeah.
Mashups are one of my favorite things.
That's all we got.
She said nothing about sex, like, nothing about, like, what sexuality meant to her, like, whether she had experience. Like, I actually sort of think it would be interesting for her to talk about that this week.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, with her wheelchair, because she's attractive enough that, like, maybe she is experienced,
mm-hmm.
but because of the wheelchair, like, I wonder, like, how much that's
affected
her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whether that's been hard for her, or whether mm-hmm. she's, like, been able to get past it or not.
Yeah.
Because,
and my big problem is, she's a terrible singer.
Yeah. And she also...
And they never comment on it.
She also was probably the worst girl in the video.
Yeah.
She's very... I don't... Because I actually sort of think maybe she isn't experienced, because
she's awkward.
Was pretty awkward, and it just didn't work. It all came off false to me.
Yep.
I don't know if it was just the choreography they gave her or what, but... I don't know. It didn't work for me.
No.
And we just don't know her. Like, I feel like... I would like her a lot more if we saw more of her. But
yeah, if I knew who she was.
I'm not like, I need her to be kicked off, but I need her to get in the bottom three.
So I know who she is. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because right now, it's just like, I feel like they don't even like... Like, Clara keeps saying they're not saying anything bad to her because she's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's almost like she's at a level where she's not bad enough.
Yeah.
But she's not good. So, like, they just keep being like, oh, she's in the middle. We'll just kind of, like, let her slide.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but I don't like her singing, I agree with
you. I think, you know, this is a weird comment, but I think she's going to sing Defying Gravity. This is my
really?
This is my prediction, yeah.
Interesting.
For her bottom three.
Well, they already done that on Glee Project.
I know, but I feel like it fits her really well.
Hmm.
I mean, not the song. Oh, the song kind of fits her too, but I was thinking the vocals work well.
Hmm. I think she'd ruin it for me.
Yeah, she would totally ruin it. Absolutely, but I think it's going to happen.
Let's talk about Mario.
Okay.
Jeez, what, you have some issues with Mario again?
Yeah, I have lately, after he's really? Been so mean.
He was fine this week.
Yeah,
he was
much.
Really in the back. I think he actually specifically did. He says something.
Yeah, he said
it. He goes, you know, I've been talking too much, and that I've been, you know, causing problems, so I'm just going to let my talent speak for itself.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect. I think that's what Charlie needs to do next week.
Exactly.
He needs to, you know, shut up and just sing.
Yeah.
yeah, so he's kind of, Mario's kind of in the background. He doesn't argue about lines like he usually has been.
He seemed a little passive-aggressive with it, though. He was like, because they were like, you don't want any of the lines, Mario? And he's like, I'll take whatever. He just seemed a little, like,
I think that he was
bitter.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he was just trying to, like...
Yeah.
I just sort of agree with you, though. And so he goes, Santana is so sexy that even he can see it.
Oh, it's so cute.
I just think he was kind of serviceable for the homework and the video. He wasn't great, but he wasn't, like... He wasn't, like, awkward and difficult to watch. He was just kind of, like, there.
Yeah.
I am sort of surprised they didn't say anything to him, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. And he's another one that I would have liked to know more about their history.
I know. I would like to hear more.
Like, does he have experience? Has he... Because he does seem sort of, like, less... I don't know.
Yeah.
Not even less sexual. I mean, he is less sexual, but also just, like, less... Yeah, less connected to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Abraham.
So cool. This is so cool.
So, he sort of lost the magic for me when he got rid of his hair.
I know, I miss it.
He dyed his hair, and everybody's like, he's so much more masculine, which I do agree
with. He's grown up without it.
Yeah, he seems much more...
like an adult.
Yeah. And, you know, he's much more masculine. I thought he did... he actually did a lot. I do agree with him that I think he did a lot better on the homework and the video... besides the grinding, than I expected, and that he was much more masculine. I thought he did great in the homework.
Yeah.
But he just isn't as interesting to me without the red hair.
Yeah.
He just seems like just, you know, another dude.
Yeah, I want to see something new from him.
Well, I also really want him to be in the bottom three, because I want to see him do a whole song.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to Nelly's Last Chance performance and Abraham's, just because they both have, like, more interesting voices that we haven't really heard enough of yet.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so... And then he cries when Tyler leaves.
Aww.
Which, I mean, we hadn't really seen them together, but that's sad. That's very sweet. And then, like, Abraham more. Alright, so now we're in the bottom three. We have a lot to say here. Maybe I should talk about... Let's talk about Charlie first, because I think the contention here is whether Tyler or Michael should have gone home.
Yeah.
So, let's start with Charlie.
I think it's pretty easy to...
For you. Yeah. So, Charlie, first I have in caps, is not sexy in the homework.
Not at all.
And so, I mean, okay, I am interested for the people... I'm sure we probably have some listeners who like Charlie.
There's gotta be some.
That's totally cool.
My question is, if you like Charlie, do you also like Edward Cullen? Because they have the same eyes. Like that stupid
There is one scene where I agree with
Yeah, Dylan every once in a while he has it.
He had a certain hairstyle and his hair changes like
every scene.
He had a certain hairstyle, a certain outfit on where he completely looked like Edward.
Yeah, he like 100%. Robert Pattinson completely.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It's probably because he didn't wash his hair. It's true.
So much anger towards Charlie. But my question, so email us at oralintensitypodcast@gmail.com if you like Charlie and explain why.
We want to know.
Just because he seems very, like in the homework, he just seemed like he was just singing.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything.
No.
He didn't like pop his collar or do like a move or anything. He just sang. And his singing's good, but he seemed sort of bland and... I mean, I like his singing, honestly, but his, and his acting is fine. I'm sort of torn on him. You're much more negative than I am. he has the flirty recording booth thing, and I feel like the closest word I can come up with for him is a tool.
Yeah.
He does this crazy winking thing. He says he has swagger for days.
Oh my god.
He just thinks he's like the shit.
Yeah, I can't.
But
stand
he's
it.
A dork.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It doesn't like.
So it makes it so much worse.
Yeah, he's like... it'd be one thing if he thought he was the shit and he was the shit.
Yeah.
Like, then he'd still just be, like, kind of a jerk.
I'd
kind of
like that more.
But now he's just, like, a dork. He might be geekier than I am.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's cool.
That's what I can't stand.
So, he's sort of... But at the same time, I can't deny that I feel like his dorky enthusiasm is sort of endearing. And I think that's what people are latching on to.
I guess so.
He has an endearing quality. And I definitely see, he has the ADD or ADHD, I can't remember which.
Yeah, but that really... fixed it for me, because I was really upset with him. And then you mentioned that, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that and the that mild autism. He has the mild autism.
Yeah.
I really think that's why he is struggling with dealing with people and with social conventions.
That makes much more sense, but still.
Yeah.
He needs to calm it down.
You know, so he's cocky during the video shoot, and I think I saw he left a thing on Twitter, and I didn't write it down, which I wish I had, but he put a thing on Twitter that I thought really made me like him a lot better, which was he was saying something, he was like, retweet if you think I was a total ass in this episode, because to be honest with you, I think I kind of was. So I was like, okay, you know, he is so much better at, like, admitting his mistakes than most of the people on the show. So I just hope he, like, I hope next week he's, like, a non-entity. Like
yeah.
He just kind of, like, tones it down, we don't even have to, you know, does what Mario did this week. And I also, considering he was in the video, like, he was the winner of the home assignment, and he was in the video so much, he still didn't stand out to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
He was just kind of, I kept seeing him, but I didn't think he did a whole
thing. Oh, yeah, completely.
Do we have anything else? Okay, so we have, you know, he's all over the place, but understandably so. So he sings I Get a Kick Out of You.
From Anything Goes.
Yep, which you like.
I love it.
Yeah.
It says in it that, like, you have to like it, I guess.
And he did a little bit of a different take on it, right?
Yeah. And it was weird for me because I didn't like Charlie, but I was like, this isn't okay, like...
Was it faster or was it slower?
It's supposed to be way slower.
Oh, okay.
And that's why he didn't do it right. Like, it doesn't sound good when it's so fast.
Yeah.
Because, like, the feeling is lost.
Yeah. I didn't get the feeling I couldn't tell whether he did that himself or if they just gave him a quicker version.
I don't know.
Because they didn't really comment on it.
Yeah.
So, it's possible they just gave him a different version.
He made a very big band instead of, I don't know, whatever Anything Goes is.
Yeah. I mean, I thought he did good in the song, and he, you know, he has a good stage presence. He's like a better version of Damien to me, in a way. Like, he's a Damien who has talent.
Mm-hmm. He's already done stuff with his life and everything,
But, okay, so then Ryan just... The main thing I want to take away from here is that Ryan says the line, "Are you just so madly in love that you've lost your mind?" And that's just like... I don't even know.
It's Hunger Games. Yeah. It's Hunger Games. They're gonna do, like, two tributes or whatever.
I would die if the last two people were Eileen and Charlie.
Totally.
And they were just like... We can't decide.
Yeah.
And they're like, we both quit or we both win.
Yeah.
that was really silly. If Ryan literally said that line without anyone telling him to.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny.
That's ridiculous. Okay, so let's talk about Tyler. He has trouble because he's transgendered every episode.
Every episode.
I actually think he did okay in the homework. I didn't think he was that bad. He was bad in the video, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't stand out in the group, and they're right about that.
I think he stands out too much. Like, I just see him everywhere. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you just walking around? Why are you standing there doing nothing? I just thought it was weird.
I don't think he doesn't stand out in a good way.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Also, this is completely off topic, but I just thought out of nowhere, I wanted to bring up, and I read a note for this, was... People let me know what you think of the audio lately.
Oh, right.
because I've been sort of feeling like the mic has been sort of odd, and that it seems to be taking Dylan and Clara perfectly fine. They seem to be coming but for some reason, I feel like my voice seems a little bit off, and sort of, like, weirdly echoey or something. Like, it seems like it's almost double-layered or something weird like that. And I kind of think it's from the conversion process, because it's on one... It's on a file format on here that I can't edit, so I have to convert it. Just tell me if I'm crazy. I don't know if I'm crazy or not, and if it's been bothering anybody. If it doesn't bother anyone, then whatever. But, I mean, it sort of bothers me. But, so just let me know. Alright, so Tyler sings Smile, Charlie Chaplin. Great song. But
I love this song, yeah.
He does. I don't think he did that bad. I thought he did pretty well, but struggled.
Yeah, it's true.
I think once his voice finishes changing, he'll actually be
really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean...
This was his best song so far.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Daniel was pretty good, too. yeah, no, but it was good. We'll talk about Michael and get back to this. All right. So Michael, you know, you guys loved him. I agree, he was great in the video. He was really great. And he was one of the better ones in the homework. He had like a sort of boy bandy thing going on in the homework. We were like sitting at the chair and like talking.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was, you know, he was better than Charlie, definitely. He was one of the ones that I would have put up there as possible winner of the homework.
Mm-hmm.
He does really badly in the booth. Really badly. Yeah. Really bad. That's a major issue because, mm-hmm. like...
This is the only reason he's in the bottom three is because he screwed up in the singing.
But it's a pretty... I mean, like, he was so bad that they told him to leave. Yeah. They've never done that before. And if he's going to be on Glee, that's really bad that he can't... That he couldn't...
Remember words.
Yeah.
He's too stressed out.
Yeah. And, you know, he did great in the video. I totally give him credit for that. He was probably the best guy, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he sings Lucky, which I guess he was. And, you know, he has a good stage presence, and mm-hmm. He performs pretty well, and he's very cute when he messes up the words and sort of puts the new words in.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it's very cute. But, you know, he does mess them up a lot, and he can't sing well.
Yeah.
He couldn't sing that song well. No. He was Bryce level.
Yeah, he really was.
If it had just been the words, I could have forgiven that.
Yeah, I know. But his song wasn't that great either.
To me, he's just a great actor. And they say he's a great actor and he has star power, but he needs more confidence. Mm-hmm. That's what they tell him. And to me, that just means it's the same thing as the Cameron issue, where Cameron was a singer and not an actor.
Yeah.
Then just go become a singer, Cameron. Michael, go become an actor.
Yeah.
Like,
but I can totally see Michael on Glee. He would work so well in McKinley High. I can see it perfectly.
I can't see it at all. He's just so... I see him so much more in any other really? High school TV show.
I don't watch any other high school TV show.
I just see him so much more in, like, you know how McKinley High is bright colored and everything's vibrant?
Perfect.
That's not what I see him in at all. I see him in one of those, you know, like, more filtered
Vampire
things.
Diaries?
Not necessarily.
Teen Wolf?
Something like that. No. But it doesn't have to be, like, one of those.
I don't know, that's what I was trying to think of.
It could be, like, you know, like...
Buffy?
You're saying all things that aren't normal high school, but... I do actually see him in Vampire Diaries a lot more, but just something that's just, you know, a little bit, like, more dramatic, or, like, even, like, something like Friday Night Lights or something, like, just something that's more, like...
But, Dan, I want him in Glee!
Dour, and...
No!
He's not...
I want him in Glee, Dan.
But he can't sing.
But it'd be so good.
No, he wouldn't. He can't sing.
He'd be the best character ever.
No.
And everyone would love him.
So I have a little section that says who should have been eliminated. And so this, my point that I have right here is... Okay, now that I have time to think about it, at the time, I totally thought Michael should go, 100%.
Yeah.
Given time to think about it, I'm going to say it's a tie. I'm not, like, mad at them for getting rid of Tyler. I think that they were equally needed to be rid of, and my reasons are here. I said to go home a bunch of times. I meant, did he go to bottom three a bunch of times? And he doesn't stand out, and he... did do better in his final performance, and he has been improving slightly, and he does add an actual character that's interesting to the show, but, you know, he's been in the bottom three so many times, and he's not at the talent level yet, whereas Michael is a worse person than Tyler, and has really bad nerves, and he would make a quite bland character, but he's a great actor, and he has
wouldn't
a certain
he be the best character, Dan?
No, he wouldn't.
Oh my god, totally.
Describe his character.
Cool. okay. He would wear stripes like Finn, but he'd be smarter than Finn, and he'd be like, hey guys, I kind of want to join the Glee Project, and they'd be like...
Glee Club.
What? Oh, yeah, Glee Club. And then they'd be like...
God.
And then... but it would conflict with Mathletes, and he'd have to go between the two of them. And it's like the cheerleader problem, but with math. It's perfect.
I'll give you the part that I do want a more intelligent male character.
Yeah.
But that Abraham could provide that.
No.
Or that Blake could provide
no.
that. Well, Blake, not really. I agree.
No.
Blake wouldn't
Abraham
be
could. But Abraham. But we already have a smart Asian.
But he's leaving. I don't
we
think
don't need another
Mike,
one.
Mike Chang is going to be the one that we're going to see probably the least.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that we're going to see very little of Mike Chang.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it be like totally the Mike
he
Chang
He can go
into
Smash. He's becoming a dancer.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
They should have crossover.
Crossover.
Totally different networks. It would never happen.
I know.
that
could happen.
That would be awesome. Oh, speaking of Smash, it's completely off topic, but I've been seeing Ivy in a bunch of different shows. I didn't know she was in things.
I had a dream about Smash. last night. Yeah. Nothing really happened, but, like, I was watching it, and I was in it.
Oh.
And, like, everyone was dancing around on stage. Oh. I don't know, it was weird.
yeah, I don't know. Some Michael, yeah. I'll give you that. I would like an intelligent male character.
Exactly.
So, you know what the answer to that should be?
What?
Outside Higher, that can actually sing and is an intelligent male character.
Michael's perfect. I don't want Tyler. Tyler definitely deserved to go, and I think Charlie deserves to go for his cockiness. I don't know if that's a word.
I think cockiness Cockability. Is good to have in Hollywood, to be honest.
I don't. Not when you're directing the people who are supposed to be directing you. And, insulting. You should be kicked off for that.
I don't think you should be kicked off for that.
You'd
I
be
think
fired.
That, I think that's something that... Yeah, but this is the Glee project. I think this is something that you say, if you do it again, if you do it again, you're out.
Same with Michael.
Yeah. Aha. No, but he already did it twice. He already screwed up in the booth, and then
screwed up
in his
final form. But it's one episode. If he screws up next week, then I'll totally agree.
Okay, but Charlie has talent.
Not really.
Yes, he does. Eh. Charlie can sing.
Charlie can sing, but he can't act, and he's ugly.
No, Charlie can act. He just couldn't. He didn't act well this episode. I'll give you that. He can't do sexuality.
It's all the wrong moves, though, and everything.
But he did well in all the other things.
No, I don't like him.
Sure. You are so biased of both Charlie and Michael. Alright, I mean, honestly, for me, Michael's the next one to be out, and then Lily.
If he screws up next week, I'll totally agree with you. But I'm giving him one more chance.
I just feel like he doesn't have the talent. Like, who would you... Okay, actually, no. Okay,
look at him in the video.
Okay, so...
He totally has the talent.
Okay, this is what I'll say. No, singing talent. Ugh. This is what I'm saying.
Look at Sugar.
I'm saying Allie... Yes, but we don't want more Sugars. Okay, I'm going to say Allie out next, then Michael. Will that make you happy?
Yeah.
And then Lily.
Okay.
Because I don't want anybody else out before that.
No, those are good ones.
Yeah. And then, you know...
I want Charlie out before Lily, though.
I can see that, but I don't think that's going to happen because of the whole...
I know. He's going to reform, unfortunately.
Okay. The only other people I feel like might be kicked off earlier is maybe Mario or...
True.
Now I'm starting to think Nelly might get farther than I thought she would. Yeah. Originally, I thought she would be kicked off earlier, but...
You never know. This is what I love about the fact that we're doing this podcast on time and everything.
Yeah.
Is that every week is a new surprise.
Yeah.
And, like, I love that. I love how... I have no idea what's going to happen next.
Yeah, and it's always great to, like... I went back and listened to a couple of the old ones last year before this year started. And, like, hearing people's predictions and having them be completely off.
Yeah.
I actually think you made some really good ones in the first episode. Oh. I forget what they were at this point, but you did them. I think you might have predicted Samuel winning.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just a couple things. Okay, we're gonna do, you know, the usual drill of me going through the litany of things and before we get into spoilery stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, Twitter again, DUA685. I'll let you know when things are happening, when I'm editing the podcast, when it's going up, and when we're recording and stuff. And, alright, also there's the... Oh, I didn't put this week's video on the blog. I forgot to do that.
Ugh.
I'll do that now. Well, by now, I mean later. But, but if you do want to check out the blog is at... What did I... I didn't even put the video on Twitter.
Damn.
I'm terrible.
We had a terrible week, that's all.
Yeah. but, I mean, if people know about them, they can check it. They'll go up on Wednesdays, hopefully, every week. Oh, I think Wednesday this week is Guy Fawkes.
I know.
So, I mean...
We might be a little off.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll do it. Some people might not know what we're talking about. They'll know July. They'll probably know what we're talking about. But for people, there are some people out of the country.
Oh, yeah. Can I talk about
it? Yeah, sure.
It's my favorite holiday, Dan.
Yeah.
July 4th is our Independence Day from the crazy British people.
Thank you, crazy British listeners.
Thank you. And I love British people so much. That's why I'm going there next year. But America gets to be independent because of...
I'm probably totally selling them short. They probably know about that.
Anyway. I know. I love this holiday.
I don't know if we... Maybe just saying July 4th isn't enough, but saying Independence Day is...
Independence Day is probably better. Yeah. It's like Bastille Day.
Sure. Okay. I know what that is.
Good. I'm glad. I hope you do.
So if you want to check out our blog, we'll follow us on Twitter and you'll know. Maybe I'll also put a blog post for people. So the blog is theglieprojectpodcast.blogspot.com, emails oralintensitypodcast@gmail.com. We got an iTunes review. I was going to read it. Can you get your iPhone out and read it?
Yeah, I can.
Please rate us and review us on iTunes. It'd be awesome. please give us reviews that, like, actually have criticism or compliments and as opposed to questions. I mean, I'm totally happy. I'm not going to totally be like, no, don't give me 5-star reviews that are just questions. That's cool, too. But, you know, it doesn't make sense because, like, I feel bad. I mean, I honestly feel bad that I can't answer these people.
June 30th?
Sure.
Popgirl 21?
Yep.
Awesome podcast and super funny.
Oh, wait, is this a new one?
I don't know. And then we got, wait. Then we got another great podcast, but you need to be more consistent in posting new episodes. Really? Just because of our one mistake?
Well,
are we bad?
I think what they mean is they want them like Wednesday or Thursday as opposed to Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been putting them up Fridays, and then this week it'll be Saturday. But still, it's not bad. It's not before the next week's episode.
Yeah, and then we have, you guys are so funny, when's the next podcast coming out? Right now.
Right now.
And then we're down to, like, these videos my favorite one?
Can I see? Because I think that they added some since I left. Yeah, cool. Awesome. Oh, so you have 16 now. I am confused how we possibly have 4 stars if we have five-star reviews. Yes, we've gotten some.
It's because of Jeremy, who says, this is so terrible, I hate it. Why? Why do you hate us?
Yeah. It's cool if you hate us.
That's fine. I don't know why. Well, maybe I don't want to know why.
You can
tell Dan. Don't tell me.
In general, I just don't understand. I honestly don't have very high confidence in myself.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't think we are, I mean, I'm not going to say we're not a 5-star podcast, but I could understand someone giving us a 4-star.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how it could be a 1-star. Because a 1-star to me is like, the audio is unhearable.
I've heard some pretty bad podcasts in my life.
And you're racist and you...
Yeah, like, I've heard some pretty bad... And I don't really listen to podcasts very often. Yeah. It's very rare that I do. I have like 4 podcasts that I listen to.
And there are even some that are like so massively negative that I can understand giving it a 1-star because you're like a fan of the show. Yeah. But we're pretty... I mean, especially... we might be more negative on like Glee now than we were at times. But we always come up with something positive to say. We definitely are very positive on Glee Project.
At least we're honest.
Yeah. So, okay, now that I've ranted about reviews, this is a really minor spoiler stuff. All we're going to say is a name of one more episode of the show that got announced, and we're going to talk about the music video. So if you don't want to hear about that, then tune out.
Bye.
All right, so Theatricality is an episode. It's episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening. But the only one we have left that we don't know about is episode 10.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm going to hope is a new thing as opposed to generosity or believability.
I wonder what it's going to be. Ghostability? I'm looking at Ghostbusters. Friendability? What else? Jimi Hendrix ability?
I would really like friendability.
That'd be nice. How friendly are you? Batman ability?
Well, no, I mean, by friendability...
There's so many great things.
By friendability, I want a parability, but having it only be, like, friendships.
Yeah, me too.
Because they need more of that, ugly.
It'd be so many great things.
They should have, like, compatibility.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I saw your Nerf gun. Yeah, I just saw your Nerf gun. I was going to say that. That's great.
Like, it would be cool. They should have, like, little sing-off things. They should be, like... Because, you know how, like, other singing shows, they have, like, you know, like...
Yeah.
Sing-off thingies.
How about, like, duet ability? I like that. But that'd have to be, like, earlier.
That's what sort of was.
Yeah, it's not good enough.
Yeah. But I really want compatibility now. Now I'll be really mad good. If they don't have compatibility.
Should happen.
All right. So, let's talk about Price Tag. You only saw this once, and it was, like, a while ago, right?
Yeah.
I've watched it a second time, so I can say a little bit more. So, one thing I had that was funny was Nelly's skirt. So the whole premise of the music video is they're all, like, rich and wearing fancy clothes.
Yeah.
And then they, like, decide that that's not important, and they're just gonna wear t-shirts and jeans. It's a weird thing. But, so Nelly is wearing a skirt.
Yeah.
In the fancy thing. And everybody else, they strip off their clothes.
Yeah.
But Nelly, they just randomly cut, and she's wearing pants.
So weird.
It's really weird. and then we have Eileen with really good acting that I really like.
Yeah, she's great.
And we said that we want her to be in a movie.
Yeah.
And she has a great look in this. She's really, really good. So I'm assuming Eileen wins the homework, except that the singing in this video is weird because they sort of like all sing it together. Most of the time.
Yeah.
And then I thought the video is great as a music video, but it's not in high school, which
I'm happy about, yep.
But where's the adaptability?
I can't figure it out.
Don't really get that. No. I mean, they're acting. I mean, the only adaptability I could say is, you have to be able to act both as a rich person and as a happy-go-lucky person.
Yeah, I don't see it.
And then, so, okay, the message of the video to me is very undercut by the fact that the entire time I'm thinking how awesome so many of them look in their rich clothing.
Yeah.
It's like his Mario, Blake, and Eileen.
Yeah. It should be more like, I don't know if you know this song, but Stupid Girls by Pink.
I don't.
Oh, it's not one of her big ones, but if you guys want to check out the music video, it's a good song, I think.
Yeah.
And it's about, like, all these rich girls and how they, like, tan like crazy and they, like, throw up to be skinny and all this and how stupid it is.
Yeah.
And it's, like, done really well because everyone looks hideous and, like, gross. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I don't want to be, like, gross and rich and everything. And it's a good theme. I think they should have done more like that.
Yeah, but they look so good.
I know, they look so good being rich. It's so funny.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Eileen looks great.
It was sort of... It is... I mean, like, they almost... I'm like, I want to give them props, because I actually think this is a pretty good video. But at the same time, I do sort of... Like, they don't really show why it's bad to be rich. They're just like, we decided that there are more important things.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, all of us sitting there looking snotty. Oh, no. Now we took our clothes off and we're not snotty anymore.
My roommate, freshman year of college, she's very, like, hip... Not hipster, but, like, earthy, and, like, she likes...
That, oh, like,
I don't know what the word is, but it's more like natural and like, stuff.
It starts with an H, I think. That's the word I'm looking for. This is going to really bother me.
I don't know. But she's all like that. And so, like, we had our two songs, and mine was it Billionaire?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad. And then hers is Price Tag. Because we're complete opposites, and I love rich stuff. And she's like, no, you don't need it.
But I sort of... Bohemian. That's the
bohemian,
word I'm looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, she's... Bohemian.
But I sort of think of Billionaire as being sort of bohemian.
I know it is, because I want to give it away and everything.
The lyrics are sort of both. The lyrics are like, I want to be a billionaire.
But I want to help
out. The style of the music is much more like carefree and like happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
So like...
Yeah.
Oh, Price Tag.
Yeah.
I completely forgot that I even know what the song was.
Yeah, until you heard it.
But, I mean, I think it's kind of cool. I'm looking forward to the week.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so there are two other music videos announced for what the music video is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of them, When I Grow Up by the whatever the whole
Pussycat
album.
Doll.
Yeah. That's a really weird thing for them to do.
I know.
That's going to be really weird.
Really weird.
And then they're doing I Have a Tiger, which I'm so excited about.
Do you know Pussycat Dolls had a show like The Glee Project?
Really?
To get new people? It was like... I don't know what it's called. It was like trying to find new people to join their group.
Yeah. Okay, so there's only one other thing I want to talk about. Is there not going to be a season 3?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Like,
it's hard to tell.
It's going to, I mean, like, on the one hand, for Glee, I don't think there should be.
Yeah, it won't work.
But I really want a season 3. So this is a weird thing that there's a show that's really popular that's dependent on another show's success.
You know what? Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, is that this new everyone going off to college thing might have, like, it might destroy Glee.
Oh, yeah. No, this could be...
The end.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because last season, it got a really bad rap.
Yeah.
So many people... So many people stopped watching.
And it's not even about the fence, it's the network, too, you know?
Yeah, and so many people stopped watching, but also, like, it just doesn't have positive buzz anymore. Like, the critics, it was a critically acclaimed show when it started.
Yeah.
A lot of critics, like, hate it now. And so, I mean, I do think this could make or break it, because it's reinventing itself, so this could, honestly, could be so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm one of the major issues that we've been saying... is that, you know, they have all these characters always around, but they don't use them. Mm-hmm. So if characters are just not around for periods of time, and when they're there, they're used...
Yeah, it might be better.
That might be better. Yeah. But at the same time, this could just completely alienate some of the hardcore fans because they're not seeing the people they want as much anymore. And it could just become a mess and critically get even more bashed.
Yeah.
I don't think that... This will be the last season, no matter what.
Yeah, I think they'll have one.
I think there'll be one more.
But that would end Glee Project, because there would be no point.
Well, I mean, they could do it for the final season.
They could try.
But it just is interesting, because I'm going to be really sad if there isn't more Glee Project.
I know.
But, Glee doesn't really need a constant supply of people.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I guess, well, except that I don't think...
like, it, you know, say half the people are only around for, like, once in a while this season. Mm-hmm. For the fifth season, I think they'll be around even less. So we may need more people. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's possible. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like it will be really interesting to look back at Glee when it's over.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely sort of, like, a show that is, like, for the history books. Well, I'm not saying it's, like, I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying it's as revolutionary as it wants to be. But
it was,
like,
there. And it,
you know,
yeah.
It's the first, you know, multi-season singing show. And, you know, it definitely is attempting to be very, you know, socially aware and conscious. Yep. You know, so there's nothing really like it. So it'll be interesting to look back at it once it's in the past.
Definitely.
All right.
That's all we got for today, huh? That's
all we got, folks. What are we at? 66 minutes?
68.
Yeah, I'll probably be around 60 when I'm done editing it.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky.